This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Mark Rolfing covers the game of golf for NBC Sports and Golf Channel. It is a pleasure to welcome Mark Rolfing to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John. Thanks for having me. I am privileged.
Yeah. I've wanted to do this for a long time. I don't know why we haven't, but thank you for doing this. And I really wanted to have you on after I heard you say something last week on Morning Drive on Golf Channel. You were talking about the importance of the Masters and the fact that you think the Masters is the most important event in the game. How did it get there?
Well, it's interesting, John. The reason I said that was we were discussing the World Golf Championships, which, of course, were played last week in Doral, and, you know, they've been 15 years now in existence, and I was saying that 15 years ago there was a lot of speculation that, you know, the creation of the World Golf Championships would dilute the bigger tournaments, particularly the major championships. And in fact, what has happened is exactly the opposite. It has made the major championships seem even more important because the World Golf Championships are less important. And consequently, the Masters, which to me is the most important golf tournament in the world, has really spread itself even more from the rest of the field of even the other majors, and is just the clear-cut number one golf tournament in the world, period.
Do you think its place in the game is a conscious effort of Chairman Payne's?
I think it is. You know, I said on Morning Drive that I thought Augusta National probably was the best example I have ever seen of any kind of business in the world that has grown as dramatically as the Masters has grown, but never wavered from its core values and its core being and personality. It really hasn't changed, yet the magnitude of the business has just grown, you know, immensely, particularly the last decade. So it's a great example of the way you should run a business, and that's why they are so successful.
You know, Mark, being here and being so close to it, I'm curious to get your reaction. My thought on that comment is that Billy Payne has grown the brand outside the realm of the 18 holes, outside the golf course. Hootie Johnson changed the golf course a little bit. Billy Payne has built hospitality houses, has built a new range, and has done things without really touching the golf course.
He really has, and that's what is remarkable about it. He's also grown the brand by creating initiatives around the world where he hasn't really built anything. You know, drive, chip and putt, you know, going to other parts of the world for significant amateur championships and, you know, giving invitations to the Masters, to winners of those events. Just a brilliant marketing strategy, really, that he has employed. And none of that caused him to have to build anything like Berkman's Place.
How important do you think drive, chip, and putt is or will be in the next 10 to 20 years?
I think it's going to be really important because, you know, the kids that are participating now are going to be the parents, you know, in 20 years. And that's the biggest thing that I think is causing what is a pretty much flat growth pattern in golf the last 5 years. It's that it's not the adults. I mean, the adults are still playing quite a bit of golf. Maybe not as much as before, but, you know, really where participation has begun to decline is in the junior golf ranks. And I think this, in one fell swoop, this whole Augusta National initiative with the drive, chip, and putt is going to change that. It's going to get so much worldwide exposure, even more this year on Golf Channel than it did last year, that I think that will be the single driving force in creating more and more interest among junior golfers around the world, really.
We are talking with Mark Rolfing from NBC Sports and Golf Channel here on the Augusta Golf Show. The importance of the Masters, how much of that can be attributed to where it falls on the calendar, being the first men's major?
I think a little, but not that much, John. To me, again, it is really the fact that it is Augusta National. It's obviously the highest rated by far of any of the major championships, and that's because I believe the golf fans, well, first of all, the players treat it so reverently, and to them, it's the most important tournament. If I go around to a PGA Tour event and ask 100 players if they could win one more tournament in their career and only one, I'd say at least 75% would say the Masters, maybe more. So the players hold it in that regard. But people are familiar with Augusta National, and they love familiarity, and they know what can happen on the 10th hole, and they know what goes on when you drive it, you know, in the trees at 15 and then try and hit a shot onto the green that won't hold and goes in the water in the back. They know that because they see it every year. The U.S. Open changes every year. The British Open changes venues every year. The PGA Championship changes venues every year. They don't have that sense of familiarity, and I think that's one of the things that has really made the Masters so special. The golf fans around America and the world love the place. They know they'll never get there, most of them, but they've fallen in love with it, as they well should.
You have probably answered this question previously, but I'm curious. What's the one thing they do there that you really, really like?
I think the way they treat the fans.
Okay.
I really do. And obviously they're patrons at Augusta, but you know, they're fans around the world. If you know, patrons on site at the Masters just have a totally different experience than you do at any other golf tournament. And you know, it's just not as difficult to be a patron there as it is to be a normal spectator at another golf tournament. And the prices are reasonable, and it is just a wonderful experience to watch golf. But the fan base for the Masters, you know, goes well beyond the patrons on the course. The people watching on TV, you know, get an experience of, you know, reduced commercial interruption. It's just basically the same thing in everything they do when considering, you know, the spectators and the viewers and the people that are outside the ropes. They just do a tremendous job with that, better than any other tournament in the world by far.
Is there something you'd like to see them do differently?
I don't know. I've always thought it'd be nice to expand the airtime, but then sometimes I see some of the tournaments that we're televising these days, and we're on so long, so much, that I suppose it tends to water it down. I think they're doing everything pretty much perfectly. I really don't see them needing to change anything. I think the field is a good size. You know, they probably are going to tweak it from time to time in terms of what invitations really do or don't go out, but that'll be no more than a handful a year. I wouldn't change it because, boy, it is not broken.
Your duties, Masters Week, will be what?
I will be doing live from the Masters on Golf Channel, so I have a wonderful little home down at the end of the range. And, you know, I basically, the first 3 days will be, you know, trying to come up with what I think is going to happen. And then starting on Thursday, I'll be analyzing what did happen. We'll see how well it matches up.
He is Mark Rolfing. He covers the game for NBC Sports and Golf Channel. As I mentioned, I've wanted to do this for a long time. I'm glad you said yes. Mark, thank you for taking the time to do this. I'll see you soon.
I will see you at the Master, John.